ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Shay, this podcast is family friendly, right? So I can say children of all ages.
I believe so.
Right. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another episode of In the Middle Podcast. And we're delighted to have you here with us. Are we?
I am. I might not sound like I am. Genuinely.
Shay, I need see, my energy is low today. I need you to be the one.
My energy is low too as well.
This podcast, there's no episode this week.
This is it.
Both of our
just yet,
both of our energies, and we're just yet to say hi, and then we'll go.
But why is our energy low today? What's going on?
I think it's because we walked out in the morning.
Okay, but I feel like some people walk out in the morning and start their day. Like, I've seen people who do that.
But that's not us.
But that can be us.
Right. So let me tell you what happened today. We walked out in the morning, then came back, and she was asking me
poundo.
She made poundo
fresh, right, from the kitchen.
Yeah. And she made poundo, and I slept. And I slept.
If I wanted to rob Timmy, I would have just robbed all his little belongings.
of all my belongings.
Slept for like 3 hours.
I ate and I just slept. I mean, like, you know when you are filled up, like you, when
wait,
you
wait,
sit
wait,
down.
Wait, what do you mean filled up?
The food I ate.
Okay. Sorry.
What were you?
That was what I thought.
When you ate and you filled up, and I just slept off. I mean, I was watching a game and I just slept off.
But you should have energy now that you're awake.
No, that's the thing. So I don't know if you notice this thing. When you wake up, you're actually tired.
You're recovering to know what planet you're on.
How long does it take you to boot when you wake up in the morning?
In the morning, I wake up ready to go. Eat the ground.
That's a lie.
You wake me up at 5 sharp.
See, that's a lie.
I think like 30 minutes. I'm already defrosting. Yeah, 30 minutes.
It takes you about an hour. I'm not even joking.
So out of the 24 hours, that is precious. Timmy will sleep for 10 hours.
I'm using a Pentium.
And then you now use another 1 hour to defrost.
I mean, like,
and then before you sleep, you use another 1 hour to catch sleep.
Funny how I actually don't find it hard to sleep. I mean, if I can be on the bed right now and then the next 2 minutes I'm asleep already, I can be talking to someone on the phone. And
this is a lie. Don't be using this as an excuse. Whoever is listening, Timmy doesn't like it. That's why he call his ending. Don't come and be using for. Don't come
that's
and use
why
that
I'm
for
the phone.
He's busy with other women. It's not your own turn that he's not tired. It's a lie.
I mean, that's just what happens, man. I don't find it hard to say. But how's your 2 weeks been now? I mean,
pretty chill. You know, waking up every day, enjoying my life.
Every day you didn't wake up. I mean, you'll be dead if you didn't wake up.
Okay, that didn't make any sense. Okay. Right? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm just trying to.
Let's just go with the fact that my brain is a bit.
You're still booting.
I'm still booting. My brain is on slow mood today. Just allow it. So today, any mistakes we make, any blunders,
I'd allow. Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a chill past 2 weeks. You know, things are slowing down, which I really like. There's not really much to do. I'm just enjoying taking it one day at a time. What about you?
Well, a lot has happened.
As always. Have you finally found our sugar mommy that will take us out of the trenches?
I have. Good. But there was a caveat.
What was the caveat?
The caveat that I was supposed to be available last week.
Okay.
But last week, I was not because I was under the weather.
How can you be under the weather for somebody that is going to sponsor us? Composure.
I don't make the rules. I don't control my body.
So what happened?
So actually I'm feeling like I should not say what happened to me last week. So I got chicken pox.
As a man, why do you have chicken pox?
I mean, relax. I didn't have as a child, you know. My mom took good care of me. Not like you would have got chicken pox when you were small.
Wow. Wow. Well, I didn't have chicken pox when I was small, so
you did not
tell me you had. Timmy is a very bad friend. This is very bad. If I wanted to kill you without pound today would have been the day. Because how do you have chicken pox and you don't tell me? And then meanwhile, you are letting me shake you.
But Shay, I told you.
You are talking to me directly, face to face.
You saw the signs on my skin.
Who cares about your skin? When I'm talking to you, do you think I look at your skin?
So, I got chicken pox. So I had to be like isolated at the house. I couldn't go out. I didn't go to the gym for like about 2 weeks. I mean, it was. So, all my gains. All of you that I used to send nudes to.
Wow.
I know you have noticed that.
I'm sure you don't send to our listeners. Cannot be our listeners. Cannot be our listeners. You are sending them.
I have not sent in the past 2 weeks. Apologies. That's why I lost my sugar mommy actually.
Because you did not deliver.
Because I did not send nudes. You understand? So that's what happened.
She should hear. She should expect to hear from me.
See, she back to back. This coming week.
she will hear.
This coming week, I will go to the gym morning, afternoon, and night. Matter of fact, I'm taking leave from work.
To focus on my sugar mommy, right?
Focus on my body and, you know, everything. But yeah, I mean, so I was a little bit under the weather. I had to stay at home. I mean, like, people couldn't see me and, you know, but I'm fine now. Let me look at me. I'm shining.
Timmy, you're not shining.
Che, you don't lie. I'm shining.
I can see you. I'm looking at your skin now.
I mean, I'm shining. Look at me. Don't worry. You know what? This podcast episode, the cover is going to be a picture of my face right now.
Please. So, nobody's listening. Nobody's going to listen.
But yeah, I mean, that's it. Che, what do we have today?
Today's a very calm, chill topic. You know, just going to talk about just people that chase clout, or like the act of clout chasing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just people that just are trying to get something that, you know, they don't deserve. I feel like that's what chasing clout means. Like something that is not yours, you try to get it. Let's say you know you cannot be famous. No, that's not the right way to put it. I feel like when you are clout chasing, it's like when a person tries to earn like an undeserved fame. You're trying to do something that is, it's not there, you don't have the sauce.
If you did, they didn't they.
Exactly.
But you're trying to get it.
Yeah. Unless I'm wrong. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, that's what clout chasing is, basically. Like, you're trying to carve some sort of fame for yourself, or popularity for yourself from maybe a situation that happened, or a situation that's not even real in the first place.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I see people who do probably like post on Twitter, and you know it's Lamba. Like Lamba. you know it's Lamba.
But
like,
you should have said fake it until you make it now.
But sometimes you get limits. You get do so they just like post.
Does it mean like you are seeking attention?
Yeah, that's what clout chasing is. I mean, you're seeking attention basically. That's basically what clout chasing is.
Okay.
And I mean, people have reasons for doing it.
I guess.
But I just feel like sometimes. Funny how clout chasing is actually good in a way,
in what
but
sense?
Most people overdo it. Say, for example, you have a product or something you're trying to advertise to the world, right? You're not so popular, right? So you need to generate buzz around yourself.
So you
do something unusual.
I feel like that makes more sense.
But sometimes people don't take it too far, right?
Yeah, but I feel like clout chasing is more like, so let's say you are trying to tap into something that is not necessarily yours. So let's say, for example, now let me give an example. So I think we all know that they've nominated Davido for Grammys.
OBO,
I've always been a fan.
We know you're listening.
I'm chasing clout technically right now, even though I'm not a fan. So yeah, like I don't know OBO in my life before.
OBO is listening to this, very very fan. Please what's give up, us bro? Like, how you doing? Like the 30 billion.
That was the most dead ass dead. What is it called?
But yeah,
you're just trying to make something that is not about you, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's not really like marketing gimmick or whatever. I don't think that's the case. I think it's just you just seek attention and you are trying to get it anyhow, anyway.
Okay. What about musicians that release a new song, right? And then I'm going to point names and name fingers.
Okay.
Right.
Let it not be my OBO.
So, Skibby.
The one that faked this.
The one that faked this.
I think that was, yeah.
I mean, that's like too extreme. Come on now.
Even though he defended himself, he said he was not. He said he actually, I don't know what he said, but I think he defended himself. Maybe he was actually sick or he thought he died.
That's why he lied on the floor.
Oh, you saw heavens.
But like, I mean, sometimes people just go, you know, when Elon Musk started doing this whole Twitter thing where people get paid.
Yeah,
from Twitter, you see some people post something and you're like, this is
you just know you want to, you is money, it's money you want money, to collect.
You just want to.
Tell me, would you actually pay for Twitter Blue?
Would I pay for Twitter Blue? It's
$9, right?
I think so. About $9,000, right?
What do you mean $9,000?
Like $9,000, like I'm like.
Oh, okay. Yes, like $9,000.
Would I pay for Twitter Blue? You know, all my life, I've always said I'm not going to pay for something. Like no, listen, let me explain.
Okay.
When it comes to like applications and like social media or games,
just find
I'd like I would not pay for it. But recently, actually, I've paid for a couple of stuff.
Like what?
So,
fans. Say the truth.
That's by the way, that one is a constant. That's not I mean. So I downloaded a game I had to pay for.
How will you pay for a game?
React, it was Monopoly. Right.
Monopoly.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that game is about.
I don't
Monopoly, care.
I had to pay for that. Then I subscribed to, wait for it, Snapchat Plus.
What? Why? What's the enchantment?
I mean, it's great. Don't worry. You see the features.
I don't know. I
can replay a snap 3 times.
Who cares?
That's 3 times.
Why don't just ask her to send you the actual snap?
That's rude.
Like I don't get the whole concept behind this snap thing. Like someone sends you a snap,
yeah,
like it's on our phone, right, or the person's phone. Just send it to me as a normal video.
No, they don't do that.
What do you mean you don't do that?
We don't do that here. Why would you send? So you can save it on your phone or what?
Yes, I can watch it with more than 3 times.
Nah, so that's the point. That's when you're becoming creepy.
So it's not creepy when you pay Snapchat. When you pay Snapchat for plus.
Yeah, I mean it's not creepy. But Shay, do you know any clout chasers?
Me, I don't want to name names.
Name names, Shay. Name names. At this point, we are chasing clout. So we are naming names.
It has to be celebrities.
I would say, let me think. You've mentioned Skibi already.
I mentioned Skibi, yes, Skibi.
I don't know. I want to say this, but I'm not sure, so don't quote me. I think Sam Clef. I don't know. I didn't really follow the story.
Yes.
Sam I don't Clef. Know. I'm just saying, maybe people that know the story. They were like,
he made a post about Mobad.
No, I think he made a post about Davido's when Davido gave birth to his new child or something, and nobody knew. So I think what happened was he had a picture of the child. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he got it, and then he posted it first to say
before Davido even before posted
even posted it, like, it's not your child, like, you don't know Davido's family from nowhere. So I think that might be an example. I might be wrong. I don't know.
I mean, so do you think posting news before they even come out is clout? Say for example, why would you be posting about somebody else?
What if I'm happy for you?
I mean, like, then DM a media outlet and post and tell them to post it. Like,
post on my page. Because people know that it's me that said it first.
I mean, I get it. People just do a lot of things for clout. I mean, how about people that post pictures of them, inappropriate pictures of themselves on the internet, just to get that?
We love to see it.
Following. I mean, we do love to see it. No, don't get me wrong.
I will encourage them. Like, body positivity.
You see people that they will just randomly just do something just so people can actually notice them.
Yeah, I think it comes from a place of being maybe insecure. I don't know. I'm not sure. But
I had a conversation with a friend, and then we're talking, and then she said that anytime she posts a picture, like a normal picture.
Mm-hmm. What's the normal picture?
By my normal.
Because I don't know your terms, Timmy.
When she posts like a picture of her wearing clothes.
Let me say that.
Okay,
it was not a normal picture for research purposes. I'm asking for research purposes.
Like when she posts something like that, like just maybe a selfie or someone takes like, a picture when she goes out, she doesn't get that much engagement. She doesn't get lots of following.
She doesn't get likes. Okay.
But when she posts out when, you know, something nice or nothing nice, that's when she gets lots of followers. And isn't that like, then she now purposely posts pictures like that.
That's a good strategy.
Is that not clout chasing as well?
It's not clout chasing now. You're posting, you're giving them what they want to see now.
Oh, I mean, like, but at the detriment of what?
There's no detriment. There's no detriment.
Because, like, people just, like, maybe post random pictures of them doing random. And they'll not caption it, deleting soon. But we know it's a lie. You're not going to delete that picture soon.
Yeah, we find those people. I'll call police for some of the people. Deleting in 24 hours. If it's 24 hours,
rich. And they won't delete it. I don't understand. But, Shay, have you ever done anything for clout?
I don't think so. That sounds boring, but I don't think so. Like, I don't seek attention. I don't think I'm an attention seeking person. So I feel like I'm even the opposite.
You want to stay low key?
Yeah, I like low key. Like, I don't know anything about me. If possible, say, like, this podcast is only two of us. But yeah, I think another thing I would say people do that is in a way chasing clout is if you try to make something about them. So let's say, for example, now there's a war going on, they make it about them. There is feminism, they make it about them.
Yeah, yeah.
There is something, they make it about them. Everything is just always about, like,
I mean, there are a lot of people. Funny how I think Twitter is like the home of clout chasing, in my opinion.
Yeah, because it's more about what you say, like, mm-hmm. It's not about looks or pictures, it's more about your words. So I guess that makes sense. Why?
I mean, everybody just wants to have an opinion on something. Like, what? Even things that you're not supposed to have an
opinion. What do you mean I'm not supposed to have an opinion on something?
So say, for example, two celebrities are having some sort of fight, uh-huh. Or they're dating themselves.
Uh-huh.
Like, let them sort it out. You don't have to have an opinion.
No, they're celebrities. I'm going to talk about them.
Sometimes you can do, but then sometimes people just, like, try to, like, just talk, then you now see them opening forums just to, like,
the get... one I hate is those spaces.
Spaces, people that open. So I have a friend, I'm not going to mention her name.
Yeah, but you said today you're naming names and you're pointing fingers.
Okay, X.
That can't be.
Okay,
you're smart.
X. If you ask me again, you know what the next one is going to be.
Fair enough.
So this person hosts spaces out of 24 hours a day. She hosts about, let me say, 10 hours.
Is that a job?
No. But she just owns space. She
enjoys,
like,
talking. She's good with her mouth.
Oh yeah, she is.
Well, I know what you mean.
But she just, like, owns spaces. Look for one controversial topic and people should jump on. I mean sometimes it's cool, like once in a while, but like doing it all consistently.
It's just long. What do you think people stand to get, people that do it?
I mean, apart from maybe
the attention that they get.
Or maybe it's one or two people following you. At some point you might become a joke.
But is it not a currency in this day and age that we're in? Like, if you have people's attention, I feel like attention is important in some way in this generation that we are in. So if you have people that listen to what you are saying, or you have like an audience, whether you are a joke or not, does that not count
for well something? It counts for something, actually. It does. I mean, everybody can make their money or make their bag any which way, right? So, but I just feel like the only thing they start to gain is probably like followership. People who follow you on social media, people who know you. I mean, well, some people count that as achievement, to be honest.
I mean, it's something, actually.
It's something, but like, it doesn't, I mean, and you would also make a lot of enemies online. That's the thing.
But that's online. Online is not real world.
Yeah, it's easy, but then like, imagine, so you don't know whether, look at this now, let's say for example, you made a tweet about feminism, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe feminism is bad, women should belong in the kitchen. Naturally, that's not what you believe, okay. But you just want to trend.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, you make a post like that. People now start seeing you like, oh, this guy is so dumb. Why is he thinking like this? Why is he thinking like we're in 1852? But that's not the kind of person you are.
And you come up with a follow-up right. post that then says, women don't belong in the kitchen.
No, that's then you can't, then I mean, people just cancel you. So you just, then you keep going, you keep doubling down on how successful women should take care of their homes.
Oh,
the
now the successful. Kitchen is the best. Exactly. And the kitchen is the best
and,
room in the house.
Actually, that's not even your own opinion about life, but just because you want to make buzz. Who knows whether you'd have your future wife now, she'd just be like, this guy, I beg.
He's not, he thinks I belong in the kitchen.
Exactly. And then you lose what's meant for you, your bone of your bone and the flesh of your flesh.
Okay.
So I mean, you obviously get more attention on your profile. People would follow you or this or that. But at the end of the day, what do you actually stand to gain? I mean, there should be some sort of good clout, but most people just take it overboard. That's what I think.
It consumes, I guess. Like you said, you also have to double down. So let's say you lied about something just to seek attention.
Yeah.
And somebody catches you. Now you can't back off. You have to double down on that lie. Exactly. And look for another lie. Come out with that lie.
I mean. You can literally, people just like do a lot of stuff just to get, I mean, it's the internet. It might add a couple of bucks to your pocket.
I mean, I think it happens in real life too as well now. Like, I think this is like a very old or young thing that some people used to do as guys. Like, you see a girl and like, you tell your guys about a girl. And then one guy from there and I'm like, ah, that guy, I know her now. The guy doesn't
exactly,
know
her. Exactly, we just have to score some points. Yeah.
That's also like one that happens in the world. Or one of those people that when you're trying to narrate a story to them, they make you tell everything about them. They'll collect the story from you.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's also, I think it also depends on the person's personality, like who they are as a person. They just like being the center of everything. Just like that they are the blind. Have you had the day?
I'm not the blind.
So I think some people are just like that. So yeah, it is what it is. And as long as they understand the disadvantages of what they are doing, they're ready to live with it. It's just more it now. Small either I will get online will not kill me now.
I mean, I don't think they're making their money. Especially with Twitter, I'm giving out money for. Do you think all those blogs do they chase clout as well? Gislover, them.
They have to.
Today Ednot and all of that.
They feed off eyeballs. I don't blame those ones. Not like I don't blame, but it is what it is. Media houses, I'm kind of meant for that. So it's expected that for them to do whatever they need to do. Like journalists, those kind of people. It's in line of work. They can claim it as they are being professional.
Yeah, yeah. But I still don't buy it. Like, say what it is. Don't come and impose your opinion or try to like score some points just because you know you want to.
So you've never chased clout?
I don't think I've actually ever chased clout in my life. I don't think I have.
Are you sure? You have not told that guy that that babe, I know I don't. Meanwhile, you are lying.
No, like I've not actually. If I sabi babe, I go sabi. If I don't sabi, I don't sabi.
This one that you are changing from English to.
If I know, if I know a lady, I'm gonna say I know her. If I do, I'm gonna just say otherwise. Eh?
Okay.
So that's what it is. But Shay, do you feel like we should not choose clouds for this our podcast that we are doing? Let's look for one controversial topic and see.
No, I don't want that. Because I don't. That thing that you said where you see somebody talking something and you know that they are saying the opposite of what they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. Because what am I going to gain? Like, that's just not me.
I'm going to do it. Okay. Whether I like it or
put
not.
Your face. If you said that this episode, you're going to put your face.
Yeah, I'm going to put my face on it. That's not cloud chasing now. I mean, I'm a fine boy normally.
If you're happy with that.
Yeah, so I think this is gonna be a very short episode, isn't it? Because we don't chase clouds, we've never. We never have, we never will.
Nobody asked, but yes,
we never will.
So we'll keep it simple.
Yeah, we'll keep it short. We'll keep it short, very much. So, Shay, what's your 2 cents?
Stay true to yourself. Yeah, in a world where everyone is trying to sell you something, convince you that something is right, impose their opinions on you, find a way to stay true to yourself. That's it.
People that chase clouds, don't they stay true to themselves?
That's not who they are.
All right.
Deep down, I don't think so.
Well, what I have to say for you all today is that stop calling unnecessary attention to yourself.
What do you mean unnecessary?
Like, there are some attention that you need and there's some attention that you don't need.
Okay.
Right?
Give me an example of an attention I need and an attention I don't need.
An attention you need is attention towards what you do.
Okay.
Right. Maybe you are.
So if you are doing only all your OnlyFans bodies now. They need attention.
Leave them. They are in a separate category. They are in a separate category.
Okay.
They can do whatever they want to do. But like, say, you're probably like an entrepreneur. You make clothes. You can. There's some attention you need when it comes to maybe people discussing about clothes. People discussing about this. You need to put yourself in those areas.
Yeah. You should have an opinion for those kind of things. Yes. For those kind of things.
Right. So that the people can actually know that this is what you do. But there are some attention that you don't need.
Like,
right? People will be like, every PR is good PR, bad PR is PR still, right? But there's some attention you don't need. Like, for example, you don't want to start entering into. Funny how these things are actually like selective. You can actually choose to not discuss these things, but because you want that attention, you decide to do it.
Or you enjoy the feeling of, yeah.
Yeah, so like sometimes you just. There's unnecessary attention. Like, you don't want to draw this to yourself. You're drawing attention to yourself. You don't need it.
Give me an example, Timmy.
For an example,
Timmy. So if I go and do this ceiling challenge now, is it unnecessary?
Why are you doing? Why would you? Why would, what do you have to show?
Don't worry. Once you see the video, you see it.
I don't want to see the video. But like, they're unnecessary, like, attention. Like, say for example, I don't want to name names today again. I changed my mind. But like, you know who? She's our friend. You know who?
Okay.
Shay, you know who?
Okay, go on.
Right. And sometimes, I mean, she's my friend, but like, sometimes she just does things that you be like, this babe don't start again. You won't make them drag him.
Oh.
You know. You already know.
Okay.
And you know, like, sometimes.
Now, it sounds like we are gossiping. Okay, and I don't like that.
It sounds like we're gossiping. That's true.
But we're gossiping in public, so it's not gossiping.
We're not whispering. Okay. We're saying it with our chest.
Okay.
But like, sometimes you. I mean, sometimes it's good for business too. Sometimes people get to know her and all of that, but
it's like you're not helping matters.
You're not helping matters. You're just causing trouble for yourself. So sometimes you need clout. Sometimes you need attention. That's good. So for your business, for what you do, if you're putting yourself out there, but sometimes just stay away from unnecessary attention.
Yes, be like me. Be a low key man.
So are you trying to say that people don't know you on the internet? Everybody, she's Twitter account. she was a Twitter account.
I don't know.
Right.
I'm only following one person on my Twitter.
That's a lie. That's
I'm following Jesus.
Because you're following like 50 bodies I do. That's even aside from the ones I do.
Bodies don't count. They're a special category, like you said.
Right. So Shay, would you pay for Snapchat Plus? I'm just asking. This is not part of it.
I don't think you should know your. I don't. What am I getting? I can replace Snap, right?
Yeah, you can replace Snap 3 times.
Okay.
You can but, people that have swipe your chat.
Wait. I can replace. But you can always save snaps, right?
Yeah, if the person sent it for you to be saved.
Oh, save I would tell her to send me the one.
So you don't get. You don't. Let me tell you something. You don't make the choices here. You don't make the rules.
I don't like that. I like to be on top. Okay, that's it. Replay it tries, but after 3 times, it will still go.
Yeah, I mean, like,
but it's in my brain forever, Abi.
Like. That's enough.
What else? I can see app swipe.
If anybody app swipes your chat.
I do those app swipes once. Sometimes.
I know you do app swipe like a lot.
Not a lot because I don't use it, but what else? That's it. How much is it per month?
I think it's like 250 or 500. You
know what I mean? Naira.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
It's very cheap, I know what I'm saying.
So a year is like two,
then you can
three.
See if the number of times people will replay your story.
So I will know that babe that is feeling me. Oi. Tactics.
You can change background a lot.
That.
I mean.
Okay, now I know why you are paying. It's cheap. It's not like Twitter Blue.
Yeah, it's not like 9 grand or something. But I think I might pay for Twitter Blue if I get popular. When I get popular.
Do you want to get popular?
I mean, I can share that small of that yellow box for you.
But it's not even a lot. People say it's not a lot.
I mean, yeah, but yeah, I mean, that's it.
People pay for being verified as well now.
On Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
Really? I mean, I don't have only like one or two posts on Instagram. Right? I don't know.
You see? So that I feel like that weighs more.
Than Twitter Blue. Should we get our podcast verified on Instagram?
That's true. So we should pay for it.
We should pay for Twitter Blue.
So Twitter Blue and
Instagram Blue. Instagram
Blue. Okay, maybe.
But yeah.
That means we'll be cooking.
Yeah, we will be cooking. We will be cooking.
That's not a problem.
All right.
Tomorrow we hear that. Okay. I have some tweets. I will talk my mind. but yeah, I think that's where we draw the curtains today. It's been really nice.
You see, you're following me.
Crisp and short
episode. You're following me, you're drawing the curtains, innit?
Don't forget to listen to our previous episodes. We have like a lot now.
You have like about 45.
I feel like if you start from the beginning again, you can listen for like 2 years straight.
Okay, let me see. So let's do the math. We have about 45 episodes. And the average like episode is like 30 minutes.
So that's like 4450 times 3. That's like 1,400. See, our team is blank. He doesn't know.
I don't know. I'm like, you need to see me. I'm frozen right now. Like, I'm trying to do the math.
So like
1,400
then divided by 60. So that's like 2.
way more than 2 hours, like 25.
Yeah.
Like 25 hours of, like the whole day of content. So you wake up one morning and you don't have anything to do. You're on leave.
Instead of chasing clouds.
Exactly. Just start from episode one.
Yeah, so don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We'll get verified.
We'll get verified, don't worry.
No cook.
There might be fake accounts of us, but don't worry, we'll get verified.
We'll get verified. Yeah, ASAP.
Yeah.
Listen to our previous episodes on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, Audio Mac, Breaker, Amazon Music. We are everywhere. I think Castor,
yeah.
YouTube. We're everywhere. So
listen. And you can always listen on our website.
Yeah, you can just go to IndieMusic.fm yeah. as well. Like, and just play directly and look at our, you know, wonderful, wonderful post there and just enjoy. So yeah, that's it. Till we see you again.
We see you again in 2 weeks.
Couple of weeks.
That should be in December. No, it's still gonna be November.
Relax.
I can't wait for December.
Relax. Okay. Can you believe that they've cancelled Afro? I fell down to my knees. My AGGBs that I was expecting.
I was disappointed. I was so disappointed.
You know what? We'll rant about this
later. We'll talk about this later.